if you're like everybody else, you probably are spending way too much time training and teaching your team members and your sales team about insurance product knowledge and or how to use softwares and systems. So you need to stop doing that and do this first. It's much more important to educate your team on the prospect that you're trying to attract and the target audience or your ideal client avatar, ICA, and who that person is way before you should ever be training them on insurance product knowledge in depth and or having them learn systems and softwares in your business. The reason why that is so important is because if they can't build rapport and they can't even prospect or generate leads, the right kind of leads for who you want to build your book of business with, it doesn't matter how much they understand technology. It doesn't matter how much insurance knowledge they have. They're not even gonna have anybody to sell to. So knowing your ideal customer and what that means, you're going to be able to anticipate your market's wants, needs, behaviors, and concerns. And when you have that information, you're going to be able to better develop and deliver products and services to those customers. Because if you don't know how to sell it, it doesn't matter how much product knowledge you have. People and humans are innately more interested and care way more about their stuff and their interests than others. And the thing is that a salesperson is going to have a different agenda than the prospect. If you were walking around based off your agenda, because humans are naturally going to be interested in what they want, the salesperson is going to be walking around just talking about your company, the products, and all the things that they can do and all the things that they offer. But they're not really speaking and communicating to the prospect why your business exists, who it exists for, and why it should matter and how you solve problems for the person you're trying to attract. And when you can show up and talk to the prospect or the possible leads about things they're interested in and that are important to them and what they get excited about, that's when you start to build rapport. That's when it becomes more of a know, like, and trust factor where they're going to do business with you probably no matter what, no matter the price, no matter what carrier you're using. They want to do business with you because they like you, they trust you, and you've built rapport with them. They feel seen, they feel heard, they feel cared about. And that's what makes a difference between just trying to talk about and your products and what you do and shoving it down people's throats and really building a client base based off the people that you want to work with. So let's talk a little bit about what an ideal client avatar is and how you figure that out so that you can build a book of business based on the people you want to work with. In order for you to figure out who your ideal client is and how you can niche down into those people or how you can attract more of those people, it's important for you to really decide who that person is. So what does the prospect look like? They're going to look like your best customer. Look at your current client database. Look at the base of the clients you have and who are the ones that you want to work with. If you could multiply times 1,000, that would make up a wonderful book of business. Who would that person be? What are their current habits? What are their current goals in life? What are some of their fears? Think about those pain points that they might be going through that you can get specific on and you can use to really say, hey, I know you're going through these things. I know you're suffering through this. I know this is frustrating, but here's how I'm going to get you to the pleasure points here. I'm going to get you that transformation and doing business with our company is going to help you gain. So does your product or solution actually answer the pain points of your potential customer? And what are the needs you must successfully address that your product and company can bring as a solution? Forming a list of all the problems and challenges that your solution solves is helpful when you want to bring value and explain that value to your lead or your prospect. Trying to figure out how they make their buying decisions and ask yourself, who would you like to work with? When that phone rings and you see on the caller ID that it is your favorite client that you run to pick up the phone and you enjoy having a conversation with them and they pay their bills and they understand insurance and they value you, who is that person? What is it about them? What's the demographic? Are they male, female? Do they have work in a certain business? Are they married? Do they have a family? Are they in a particular time in their life? Did they just start a career? Did they just move? What are some things that are about them that make up the information of who your ideal client is? And figuring out what their interests are. What do they need? What things are they going through? This is going to help you figure out who that ideal client is. And when you use this information to create a brand and a type of story about why you exist and who you exist for. You can use this information as a baseline so that you can teach your sales team about who you are trying to target and why they want to do business with you and why that prospect should choose you. And it makes it so much easier for you to market your company and your services to attract the right prospects and help qualify them so that you're building your book of business with the people you want to. Qualifying prospects helps present the salesperson with the opportunity to understand whether a customer is the right fit for your agency or not. And qualifying those potential prospects are going to create a more efficient selling system that's going to ultimately improve your sales process as a whole, increase your conversion ratios, and really make sure, again, you're building that book of business for the people you want to work with. And so we have been doing it backwards for so long. We invest so much money, so much time, and so much effort in building our sales team or our team in general and building out our agency with people in it that know a lot about insurance products and knowledge and having them go through all kinds of carrier trainings and all kinds of stuff, but we're not teaching them about who it is that we want to work with. How do we actually communicate to these people and talk to them? How do we make it about them and not about us? How do we go based off the potential prospects, clients' agenda so that we are making sure they understand we value them and how do we bring that value to them as opposed to just going based off our agenda. When you put the client and the prospect first and you go based off their interests and their needs, the money is going to follow. The sales are going to follow. And when we spend so much time, energy, effort, money, all the things in training our sales team, and they can't even generate a lead or build rapport with someone, then we've just thrown all that money, flushed it down the toilet because they're not going to be able to sell. They're going to have all this knowledge and all this training and they're not going to be able to sell. So we need to make sure that they have this down first, not just as a person that's working within your business, but as an agency as a whole. We should all understand who it is that we're targeting, who it is that we want to work with, how to qualify them, how to speak to them, and make it about them so that you can continue having this amazing sales team and the sales force that's really bringing value to the right people and delivering that value once they decide to do business with you. So it's much more important for you as the agency owner to make sure you are educating them more on the prospect in the beginning than you are on your products and insurance knowledge. Let me know if you enjoyed this video. We obviously show up to have discussions and help you with tips, tricks, and trainings that are going to help you elevate your agency, hopefully get you to that $1 million agency as fast as possible. And I hope that you enjoyed this. So please make sure to like and subscribe and comment. We love to hear from our community. And we have videos coming out every single week. Let us know what you thought about this one.